true, Transparency International launched the Corruption Perception Index yesterday. This is an index that shows the perceptions towards corruption world over. The rating has been done between a scale of 0 to 100. Those who are close to 100 are purported to be the cleanest countries that are facing less corruption. But those that are close to zero or are close to the single digits are the countries that are prone to corruption or are countries that have a lot of corruption taking place in them. 2 to 3 weeks ago, the KPMG also conducted their corruption index, and Zimbabwe was seen as also one of the countries that is mostly affected by corruption. So by and large, we are saying these are not lies, it's the truth. There's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe, and the leaders should take action to fight corruption.
The leaders showed action by coming up with the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Why is it taking long for corruption to be uprooted?
I really appreciate the putting in place of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. It's very unfortunate that the commission does not have prosecuting powers. All it has is investigation powers. And this has become a limitation to the operation of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. And which results to this, let me also highlight that there is limited political will in Zimbabwe.